Dr. K, tell us about this study, the Cone Beam Breast CT for breast cancer screening.
Well, it's an FDA trial of screening mammography and CT to see how CT screening compares with routine mammography screening. Mm-hmm. And it's through the FDA, and we're working to hope and hopefully get it approved by the FDA to do cone beam breast CT for screening, not just for diagnostics, for which it's already approved. Mm-hmm. So we're working hard on that and doing screening mammography and breast CT on women who would like to go through the study.
KCBC is the only place locally conducting the study.
Rochester, New York is doing it because that's where the unit was developed. And there is a unit in Florida, but we were the first commercial user of it about 4 years ago. And there are units in China, several units in China. There are also some in Amsterdam being set up right now. So it's going to grow more and more. New technology takes a little bit of time, just like MRI of the breast took quite a few years to get that accepted.
And so if it is approved by the FDA...
Women can have that. It's non-compression. There's no compression of the breast. It's a 10-second scan of the right breast and then a 10-second scan of the left breast. And that's it. You have to lie down on a table on your stomach, and it's just amazing. It really is amazing. And we can also do contrast studies with it as well. If there's a suspicion of something going on in the breast, the women... is claustrophobic and can't have an MRI, or we do it with CT contrast, which we get a good 3D image of it, not with like what is being done now. In lieu of doing breast MRI, is do a contrast mammography, but you're screening, you're compressing the breast at the same time while you're injecting contrast, which can limit the uptake of the contrast within the breast. Not with cone beam breast CT, which is true 3D.
Hopefully, if everything goes through, no more squishy squash.
Exactly. That's exactly right. If this goes through, you don't have to have your breast compressed, because some women do not like it. They find it very painful. Some women don't get their mammograms because of the pain that they have when the breast is being compressed.
So you do see more people getting a mammogram if the cone is approved.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And be... a new, not just a new chapter, but a new total book on breast imaging, doing cone beam breast CT.
Well, thank you for letting me be a part of the study.
Oh, you're very welcome, Michelle. We're glad that you could participate. We're welcome. Anybody would like to participate in the study.
Are you still looking for people to participate?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. The more we do, the better.
Do they already have to be a client of KCBC?
No, you don't have to be a patient of KCBC. If you need screening, come here and we'll do your... screening breast CT and screening mammogram. And it's also low dose. It's a low dose CT. It's very interesting because it was designed using the same X-ray tube as what we use on mammography. It took 20 years to develop at the University of Rochester. It took time, but it was done. We do CT for everything else of the body, but not breast. The breast has always been the slowest to adapt to the technology that we've already been using for the rest of the body years earlier. I don't know why, but the breast is always last. Where it should be first.